Do you ever get caught in the trap that you need more information before you can take action? You need to have a better understanding. You need more, you know, like you need to increase your skills. You need to know where you're going. I know that I have fallen into that trap many times. The information procrastination. Well, that's what we dive into today. I talk about the power of taking action, messy action, immediate action, and consistent action. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy. If I haven't met you, I am so excited that you're here. And that's not just something that I say. I really do enjoy bringing this podcast to you. I love serving you in this manner. I love creating content that's relevant. And let me bring the mic over here so it sounds a little bit better. But I love showing up here for you and inspiring you. And one of the things that has been on my heart is the fact that we are in information overload. We talk so much and we consume so much information. And when I talk with women about what's stopping them, it's really the information overload that's stopping them. And so today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about taking action. It's not enough to discover your purpose. It's really important that we do. And in that, it's discovering our strengths, our weaknesses, we typically already know our weaknesses, but to understand them in the light of not that they are weaknesses and holding us back, but those are our thorn in the side that keeps us connected to God. Like those are the areas that these are the where we put rumble strips. Those are the boundaries we put on ourselves, and those are where we recognize when we're in stress. But we knowing our purpose also leans into what is our calling? Why are we here on earth? What is our secret sauce, our zone of genius? Why are we where we are? And why do we do what we do? And knowing that information is powerful. It's powerful. And you can get stuck in always digging out, like wanting to know a little more, wanting to understand a little bit deeper, and let me wait for more signs, or let me pray about that and before I act. And this is, we get caught in that rut of we just need more information. I have been there. I love learning. I joke about the fact that my favorite form of procrastination is education. And I really caught myself over the last couple of years to where I don't just consume information. I love learning. But if I'm not going to put it into action, or if I'm in the habit of just consuming, I kick myself in the pants and I make sure I put on my calendar time to act, to get things done, to get focus time. I don't just plan to plan to plan. I plan and then I act. And then I act, and then I will go and I will plan. Being an Enneagram 1, I want to know the right way of doing things. And I've learned that there is not one right way of doing things. I've learned that a lot of times we don't know the right way until we've done the not so right way. And again, I don't say failure here because it's the first attempt at learning. This, when we take a step and it doesn't give us the results that we are looking for, that's okay, because now we have more information. We're not starting over. We're continuing on. And as long as you keep taking steps, you don't even start over or start again. I know that many of my clients who part of what they are working on, part of their goals, part of the things, like I am not a weight loss coach. However, that's increasing your health, really focusing on getting you healthy, your weight, your lifestyle, it's part of it. And so instead of like giving them questions and giving them guidance on how to lose weight, we look at what your beliefs are, why you are overeating, why you're overspending, why you are doing all these things to numb out from the real reasons. But one of the things we talk about, and I just lost my train of thought, but that's okay because I'm going to keep going anyway, but is taking the action. When we look at, I lost my train of thought here, and I'm not going to start over because, well, I want to get into the meat of what I wanted to say today, but it happens, folks. It's the end of a Wednesday that I'm recording this, and I just did 2 full days of training for, I'm now a certified business coach, and I want to talk about that later, but a little bit about this journey. This is part of the acting part. This is part of taking action. And my clients, they come in and we dive into the who. We dive into who are you? What is your purpose? What legacy do you want to leave? And what does it look like? And one of the things that I've noticed over the last couple of years is the clients who work with me all have a dream to do something with their purpose. And so this very much goes into this whole taking action is if we just discover what our purpose is and we don't do anything with it, are we fulfilled? Are we living in obedience? Because God gave us these gifts to be used. He will order our steps, but you got to take them in for him to order them. You got to keep going. You got to try and let him like orchestrate things in front of you, behind you, all around you. He will give you that next step, but we have to act. And so my brain is pretty much mush, but I wanted to talk about this because it's on my heart right now. Is what are the benefits of taking action, even when you don't know the direct action, the immediate action, the right, quote unquote, right action to take? And what if you do, well, if you do what you believe is the next step, or what you think may be the next step, or you just act knowing that God will he'll whip it into shape or he'll direct it how it needs to be. But I wanted to give you 5 benefits for taking action. And one of them is transformation happens through application. Knowledge alone is like unspent currency. Like we can just, the real value is when we spend it, when we use it, there's so many people who have, you know, celebrities who have all this money, but they have no fulfillment. They have the earthly and worldly things and this life that we idolize, but it doesn't actually equate to a life of fulfillment and joy and peace and all of these things that we really ultimately want. And so when we just learn, when we just discover things, it's theoretical. And until we start putting it into action, we don't know. We need to take off the training wheels and try it out and see. And because typically even our strengths, we can define them deeper as we use them. We see how God created us to be different than someone else who has the same strength. And then it brings these tangible results when we start acting, when that transformation through application, then we see results in improved relationships, increased well-being, greater professional success. We are that, like going back to that improved relationships is when I am actively working on my relationship with my son, when I am stepping back, instead of just reading about teenage boys, when I actually put things into action, when I ask questions instead of just telling him, then our relationship is building. Some of the strengths, he's a challenger. So if I come at him with, this is what you need to do, he is like, no, mom, that's not what I need to do. That's not what I'm going to do. And so I have to come in from the side and ask him, like, what do you think about this? Where is this going to lead you? What do you want? And of course, being 16, he doesn't know what he wants. And I think that's the part that it stresses him out. But by stepping back and doing some of the things that I've learned, it helps me have that transformation of realizing that it is a fear response. It is a, he doesn't know. He just knows that he doesn't want to be told what to do. And so the transformation happens through application. Action brings transformation. You have to do something for something to change. So the next one is the action builds confidence and empowerment. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you're good at, or you don't, the confidence doesn't come first. Really, it's the bravery, it's the courage, it's the gumption, it's the grit that comes first. And as you do things, you become empowered and you see that, okay, I didn't know what to do, but I figured it out. Which means that the next time it comes up, you're like, okay, I still don't know what to do, but I do know that I'm pretty good at figuring things out or catching myself if I start to fall. So it makes you, it gives you that encouragement, that empowerment, that confidence that I may not know exactly where I'm going, what action I'm going to take, but when you do the reps, you start taking that action, it starts building the confidence that you'll figure it out. And so it gives you that boost of confidence when you're doing something you don't know. That the self-assurance that you can see that you've acted before with little information, and you've come out and you didn't die, and that you've gotten information. So, and then the next thing is it, when you start to take action, it bridges the gap between intention and achievement. I talk every morning about, I talk often about how every morning I set an intention for the day. The reason why I do that is it kind of anchors and it gives my mind something to achieve. I will not achieve the intention, if I don't act. If I sit and I scroll all day, my intention to be productive doesn't happen. My intention to connect with my kids doesn't happen. So setting that intention and then reaching it, there's a gap there. And your daily actions, you're taking those steps, whether you know what they are or not, it helps to bridge that gap. So another thing that happens when you are taking action is it creates momentum. We all need some momentum. We need some manageable steps. Action begets more action. When we start to do things and we start to see improvement, the weight loss. I know that going to the gym, that is something that I was doing Pilates for a long time and I was seeing like my legs, the weight wasn't changing, but my legs were toning up. So I was seeing the results. And I wouldn't have seen that if I wasn't continuously acting. And so sometimes you don't see that, like the result you initially thought was going to happen doesn't happen. But that momentum, that motivation happened because I started to notice changes. And all of a sudden I had to go up in weight because it was too easy. And so going to the gym is a great example of this because you may not see changes right away, but you feel them. Or you notice small things. So manageable steps can lead to significant changes over time. It's not about making these big, giant goals. It's about making the goals, but taking the small steps to get there. This is why we talk about small wins, because your brain loves winning. Your brain loves seeing and celebrating. And so it creates momentum when we're acting, when we're stepping out, when we're taking action. Then we can experience continual growth and improvement. And so instead of just discovering, like if you're sitting, you're waiting for momentum, you're waiting for motivation, force yourself, push yourself, encourage yourself to take those small actions because then it creates that momentum. Action begets more action. And then the last one I have for you today, and I know I've talked kind of fast, but I'm excited about this because this is why. Well, this is why I do what I do. This is why I Well, even why I started the podcast is because I wanted to show you how little steps, and I had to start with episode one and get out of my own way for episode one. And you listen to even my voice of episode one, and you listen to my voice now, and I think it's like 208 or 209, or I'm not, you know, not sure exactly when this one will air, but it's different. There's more confidence there. I'm more comfortable. But if I didn't start taking the action before I was ready, before I knew exactly what I was going to say, before I had my voice discovered, then I wouldn't be where I am today. And so when you take action, it maximizes the impact on others. Our purpose, our lives are not meant for just us alone. I know that many, many people, and even in the faith world, even in the Christian world, it's like self, you know, you want to die to self. You want to not be, you know, prideful. Knowing what you're good at, knowing how God wired you, knowing your strengths, your gifts, your talents, and how to use them is not prideful. It is, if it was, then would, what if Paul? I mean, Paul is a confident and powerful man. Like in the Bible, I read his stories and I'm just like, this guy knew his stuff. If he wasn't as bold with his message, I mean, he wrote a good portion of the New Testament. If he was wishy-washy about his purpose, we wouldn't have him as such a force and as someone we can read and we can emulate, and someone that we can recognize, someone we can learn from. And so when you take action, that's when the impact starts happening. If I didn't start taking action and starting to coach, if I didn't start talking about your purpose and the meaning behind it, it's not a selfish thing for me to talk about this. I had to do a lot of self-work and discovery in order to get to this point. But if I didn't do that, if I was like, oh, you know what? If I stood back and I waited longer, then you wouldn't be listening to this today. So by acting now, you know, the old proverb of when is the best time to plant a tree? It was like, well, 10 years ago. The second best time is right now. If you wait, how much longer is it going to take you? There's actually a law that talks about like every time you push it off, the less likely you are to do it. I need to look that up. I'm going to put a note to myself for that because it's actually a scientific law. And I think it's in the 15 Laws of Growth. I think that he talks about it. That book is where we talk about that. But if I know anything about you, is that you are not a selfish person, that you have a servant's heart, that you want to leave a legacy. You want to stop numbing out. You want to stop feeling overwhelmed and feeling anxious, that you want to make an impact for the kingdom, for you want to bring joy to others. You want to make an impact in your family. If you don't act before you even feel ready, it's a lie. We're never ready. We could always come up with a reason why we're not ready. But if you don't take action, we cannot make an impact. And I just want you to sit with that for a moment. Because whether it's through inspiring others or, you know, by example, or directly contributing to the community, it's the action that produces the result. If you just sit and consume and think about what your purpose is, how are you using it? How are you? I mean, that's when I'm not stepping into my purpose. That's when I feel heaviness and do something, Tammy. It doesn't matter what, just do something. And so what are you doing? How many friends do you know that you can see the calling on their life? That is, that they have something to say. They have a way to contribute that is, or who do you go to for advice or for help or support, or you look to because they have done something brave? Do you want to be that for other people? Do you want to be that for your kids? Because at this point in life, if your kids, if they're teenagers, they don't listen to you as much as you would like them to, as much as they really should, but they're watching. So they can't see you. I mean, they may see you read a book about, you know, a Bible study book, but if you don't put it into action, they don't see the fruits of that. If you want to encourage them to act, I encourage you to as well. Get out of your comfort zone. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. So if you want the transformation, you want to live a life of joy and fulfillment and empowerment and impact, then you have to get uncomfortable and take those steps, those action steps, before you know what they are, before you know what they're going to lead to, before you have all the answers, because we don't have all the answers. We don't know what's at the end of the rainbow. We don't know where the yellow brick road is going for us. We don't know our final destination. What we know is what God's put on our heart right now. And if He is giving you this desire to discover what the more is, to stop waiting for when all the stars align, when the kids get older, when I'm an empty nester, or when the kids, you know, can do XYZ, or because there's always something else to reach for. There's always something else to wait for. There's always something to stop you. And sometimes you have to, no, not sometimes, majority of the time, you have to just say, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where this is leading, but I feel this deep in my heart that something needs to happen, and you do it. Again, God will order your steps. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. We don't have to make the path straight. We just have to take the step on the path. And so, friend, if this is something that's on your heart of you, if this resonates with you, and if you're ready to be if you know that you're ambitious and you're an action taker, and this more that you feel is, whether it's more of like, I have a deeper why, or I know that there's something that I need to do, come to my workshop. We are diving into the importance of understanding of like how to discover your purpose and live it, not just sticking in this. I feel like I for years, I was wanting to know more. I wanted to know why I was put on this earth. And it wasn't until I started acting that it really started to shine through. I really got lit up by doing the work instead of just figuring out what it is. And so I want to help you. I want to guide you. I want to empower you to take the action too. So join my workshop, because there's so much more to life than just information and just wandering. And though it's messy and like it is sometimes scary taking these action steps, especially when you feel the weight of that God's put an important calling on your life. He did put an important calling on your life. Whether it's raising kids, whether it's supporting others who are parents, whether it is building a ministry, whether it is writing a book, whether it is doing retreats, whether it's coaching, whether it is working outside of the home for the first time in a while, whether it is just showing up for the people around you and supporting them, whether it's showing up as your best self, it takes bravery to step into your purpose and live it. It takes vulnerability. And I want to help you on this journey. I want to guide you. I want to help you just see how amazing you are and how this feeling that you have is not a coincidence. God put it there for a reason. He put it there because of what you're capable of and the gifts that you have that those around you need. So I encourage you, in the show notes, I have the link for my workshop. It's getting really close. It's only a couple weeks from now. And just save that time and come and hang out with us. And well, that's all I have for you. And I want you to go, and I encourage you today to go take some action. Go do something that gets you uncomfortable. Just try something, because action begets action, and transformation only happens when you go forward, when you take action and you move. And transformation happens through application, not just understanding or not just absorbing information. So that's my challenge for you. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. With that, I'm going to close. If you have not left me a rate or review yet, I just ask that you take 30 seconds on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you can. There's lots of places now to rate them, but this really means a lot. It helps others find the podcast. It helps me see that it matters to you. It just helps the algorithm suggest it to others. And really, it's just a way to think, because I do this as a labor of love, and I do this because I care about you so much and your purpose. And so when I see that it matters to you, it just warms my heart, and it encourages me to keep going and to get out of my comfort zone and to bring topics to you that I know are relevant. And then it's like, okay, I know this may be a little more challenging to say, but I do. And so it just helps me. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. If you've done it already, screenshot it and like share it on your, screenshot it and send and tag me in a post with it, so I can say thank you again for leaving that rating and review. And with that, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I will see you soon. Bye for now.